Money is tight, so state budget battles this year have been fierce. The new fiscal year began July 1st, but six states don't have final budgets. Nevada's governor is trying a novel strategy to force an agreement. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports he's taken the legislature to court.
As in most states, the Nevada Constitution requires the legislature to pass a balanced budget. Lawmakers have agreed on a spending plan. The state's Republican governor, Kenny Guinn, has signed it into law. It's paying for that plan that's causing the problem. Legislators have to raise taxes to pay for state services and public schools, and they haven't been able to reach an agreement on how much money to raise or what to tax. When the July 1st deadline came and went, Governor Guinn asked the state Supreme Court to step in.
I think the legislative body will be more sensitive to a Supreme Court telling them to go and say, you've got so many days to get this done. Now get it done.
Just what the court might rule is anyone's guess. But Guinn said he just couldn't wait any longer for the lawmakers to finish their job. Their dithering, he says, has left Nevada's rapidly growing public schools in limbo.
In the Clark County School District, which is the sixth largest school district in America.
That's Las Vegas, right?
In Las Vegas. They normally hire anywhere from 1,500 to 2,000 teachers a year. But right now, they can't go out and say, well, I want to hire you, come with me and give up your other job opportunities, and hopefully I'll have the money.
Not surprisingly, lawmakers haven't taken kindly to being sued. Dina Titus is a Democrat and the minority leader in the Senate.
I think it sets a very dangerous precedent. I don't know of any other case like this where one branch of government has actually sued another branch of government in the third branch of government.
The governor's action, says Titus, could further weaken the power of the legislature, which in Nevada is already pretty weak.
We have limited terms. We meet for only 120 days. We only meet every other year. And now if the governor can go to the Supreme Court any time he doesn't like what we're doing or thinks we aren't doing our job, I think that relinquishes even more power.
Contributing to the stalemate in the legislature is a requirement that new taxes be passed by a two-thirds vote, even though the budget can be adopted with a simple majority. The holdouts on taxes are 15 Republicans in the Assembly. Their leader, Lynn Hetrick, says the governor is just using the schools issue as leverage to force lawmakers to raise taxes. He insists they can fulfill their constitutional requirement to balance the budget in many ways.
You can reduce spending, or you can raise taxes, or you can do actually three ways. You can do a combination. We're willing to do the combination, but that means there has to be some reduction in spending.
Hetrick and members of his caucus have even filed a countersuit against the governor in hopes of getting another crack at the spending plan.
We have responded that now the budget plan is unconstitutional, therefore that budget has to be null and void.
But as far as Governor Kenny Guinn is concerned, Nevada's spending plan is finished, signed, the law, and now the legislature must figure out a way to pay for it. Assemblyman Lynn Hetrick says, don't expect a deal anytime soon.
Because essentially, nobody wants to do anything until they see what the courts try to do.
The court could rule before the week is out. But whatever it decides, Governor Guinn says he'll keep the pressure on. He says he's prepared to keep Nevada's part-time lawmakers in special session as long as it takes, even if it lasts until their next regular session begins, a year and a half from now. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.